Hello.
Hello, my name is Binoy. How are you doing today?
All right.
I was calling to see if I could speak to the person in charge of your business.
Who's it? What are you calling about?
I work for a startup company that is currently developing an app that helps handymen grow and run your business. And do you use any other app for your business?
No.
Okay, then this would be the right time for you because I'm not calling to sell you anything, but we are currently building the app and would like to work with local handymen like yourself to make sure our app is useful. And have you ever?
What do you mean by an app, though?
Okay, our app is like having Home Advisor, Yelp, and QuickBook all in one place. And like I mentioned earlier, we are a startup. So we would like to test our app free of charge in exchange for your feedback.
Well, is it already up and running?
Yeah, we are yet to launch. We will be launching in a few months. And before launching, we would like to make sure our app is useful. And all we need is an email address to add you to our directory.
What's the name of this company called?
We are located in West Los Angeles, and we are yet to establish. We are not launched as of now. We'll be launching in a few months.
I wouldn't be interested, though. Not if I don't know who you are.
I do understand, sir. We are a startup. We don't require any long-term commitment or anything else. There is no any financial obligations here. We are just trying to help you to grow your business by launching our app. We'll
But
be able.
if nobody knows you, how are you supposed to launch it?
Yeah,
That's what I don't get.
that's what we are actually contacting the local handyman like you, and we are just signing you up. And once we are launched, we will come back to you. We will explain to you about the future of our app, and then you can go for it.
No, I wouldn't be interested.
May I know the reason
No.
for that, sir, please?
Because it doesn't make any sense to me if you don't have any, if you have no background in it, why would I even try?
Yeah, I do understand. I do understand. Now, see, there is no any law. And can I arrange a call back and maybe you can have a Skype presentation? I can arrange for that.
No, I wouldn't be interested.
Okay, you won't be interested because we are a
No.
startup.
Yeah, because you don't have any credentials. You have no, what do you call it, as far as, why would I put my faith in somebody that doesn't have any
No, yeah, I do understand. I do understand that, sir. There is no any obligations. You are not signing up any contract, or you have no any financial obligations here. We are just trying to make sure our app is useful for you. That's it.
Yeah, but you're not explaining what it is. What is the app supposed to do? Like, how are you supposed to get contact with handyman, but how is that supposed to benefit us?
Okay, now. Our app will be able to generate leads for you, and also our app will have a GPS mapping 10 by 10 direction. And have you ever heard about artificial intelligence, right? Now, AI is only meant for a big business. Now, we are coming up with the latest technology, with the latest algorithm, where the AI would be able to help you out in scheduling, in marketing, and invoicing, and all that stuff. And
Right, yeah, but
we are targeting actually only a small businessman, handyman like you. And there is, as I have mentioned you before, no obligations. You are not signing up any contract. We don't record any startup costs, nothing like that way.
Right. Yeah, I just don't know because there's just so much stuff out there right now that, I'm not trying to I'm not what do you call it? I'm not app savvy and all, so.
Yeah, I do understand. Now, our company would like to schedule a Skype presentation with you if you are okay with that. Maybe you can
No,
go
because I
through
don't
the
even have that technology.
Skype. You don't have. Do you have an email where I can, maybe if you could provide me an email, I can send you a detailed description to your email address. Then you can go through that and then maybe. Would that?
DanDoesThat.com.
Okay, Dan, could you be able to spell it out for me, please?
Dan,
DAN.
DanDoesThat, thatt.com.
.com. Is that the email address?
That's my web address.
Would it be able to provide me an email so I can send you a detailed description?
It's Dan at.
Okay. Dan at. Dan, okay, let me just reconfirm the details. It's D-A-N at D-A-N-T-O-E-S-T-H-A-T.com, right?
Right.
So I'll be sending you a detailed description to this email address. You can go through that one, and then maybe after a few days, I can schedule a call back. Will that be okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Right,
and may I get your name, sir? Dan?
Is that Dan? Yeah, it's Dan.
And what would be your last name?
I don't want to give that right now until I read what you have.
Okay, sure. I'll do that.
Right.
I'll send you a detailed description. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye.